It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSD Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Good afternoon. It's time for high school football semifinal round action in Missouri eight-man football today from Rockport at Blue Jay Stadium. Today, the number one-ranked Blue Jays will take on unranked but 9-3 Concordia. The Orioles come in, as we said, 9-3 after avenging a loss earlier in the season. Last weekend in the quarterfinals, Rockport undefeated 11-0 on the year. Today's game will feature a couple of teams that like to run that football. Concordia's ran the ball for more than 3,000 yards on the season. Rockport, a lot of yards as well, around 2,800 on the year, but 2,500 of those coming from junior running back Brock Holmes. Big battles up front on the line of scrimmage will help determine today's game. The other thing that will determine today's game will be weather and also turnovers. Rockport for the year, plus 30 in the turnover margin. While the Orioles come in, they are plus 17 in turnover margin. We'll be watching that today. Rockport averaging 63 points a game, 47.5 for the team from Concordia. Concordia, they allow 16.4 points a game. Rockport allows 13.8 points per game. We'll see if we have a high-scoring affair or a defensive battle this afternoon. I had a chance to visit with Blue Jays coach Dalton Jones this week about this matchup. We'll hear from the coach coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center, 402-245-6739, to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Coach Dalton Jones for the Rockport Blue Jays as they get ready to take on the squad from Concordia today. I keep wanting to say Cardinals, which isn't right, but the Orioles coming in here. Coach, they're 9-3. They've avenged one of those losses last week in the quarterfinals. What kind of a competition level are you going to get to this afternoon?
Oh, we're going to get really good. This team's really good. They're well coached. They're physical. You know, they're going to run the ball hard. They're going to play a full four quarters really hard. They've done a really good job down there. They've dealt with some injuries throughout the season. And they're healthy, and they're playing the best football right now. You reach this point, you know, you expect to see the best of the best, and I think they're certainly one of the best. So you know, we're going to have to play really well. It's going to be a 15-round boxing fight, I think. We're just going to have to play our brand of football. And I think if we control the line of scrimmage, play well up there, I think we stand a really good chance.
Well, so many times, I mean, you just mentioned what's going to key the game, I think, is line of scrimmage. So many times we've looked out this year and saw, oh, gosh, Rockport's offensive line and defense are so much bigger than the other team. That may be not the case today?
Maybe not. I mean, they're going to have some size. They're going to match up well on the size range. Mm-hmm. But I think that's going to be the key to this game no matter what is
right.
Who controls that line of scrimmage. More so than ever, and I think that maybe, you know, we coaches will say that a lot, but I really do think that in a game like this, that's what's really going to turn the tide in the game.
I'm not going to ask you to answer this directly because it's hopefully two games to go. I still get this feeling you got a lot of offense in the tank that maybe you haven't shown this year.
We've had stuff that just that works for us. We find stuff that we like and matchups we like and plays we like. We just keep running those, and I'm not trying to fool anybody with anything. But, yeah, we've got a few things that we could we always keep in our back pocket if we need them. Our main focus is just, okay, here's what we do. Here's how we got to do it. Can we execute at a high level consistently enough to where we don't have to go into these things? We just felt like we've been doing our thing long enough that we don't necessarily need to use anything like that or do anything like that. But we've got them if we need them, I suppose.
The fun stat, we talk about this a lot. Extra points. You made your first 8 touchdowns last week. You made the 2-point conversion. That's another 16 points up on the board, and that kind of stuff, people don't always think about it. But, man, those points pile up in a hurry, and they come back to bite you when you miss them.
Yes, those are important. We really try to put some emphasis on that, put some emphasis on what play calls we really like down in that range, because we've had games even this year, and I've coached enough now to where I guess I'm one of the old guys now. I can actually say this, but I've had games in my career where we haven't converted a lot of our 2-point conversions, and we ended up losing by 2 points, or 3 points, or 4 points. You know, so just converting, you know, a couple of them, you know, matter in games. So we have a percentage that we like that we want to convert, and if we don't reach that percentage, we know we have to execute differently in other areas of the football game. So. That's a huge importance for us. We really try to spend some time really being methodical about what works and what doesn't down on that end.
All right, the Orioles come in here. They average 47, 48 points a game on the year. Obviously, their offense is not too bad. What will you see out of them today? What are you going to have to defend?
We're going to have to defend their run game. They've got some really, you know, they got a really good running back, good fullback, good offensive line. They're going to be physical. You know, they're going to try to punch us in the mouth. We have to be able to take those punches and then deliver some punches ourselves. So that's why I said the key to the game is up front. It's the offense and defensive line. You know, whoever wins that battle, I think, stands a better chance of winning the game. I think the weather conditions are going to be, a little rough. So we're just going to have to, you know, focus in on our jobs and really lean on our fundamentals and what we do. I'm very excited. I think this is just going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere, fun football game. I just hope we can do our jobs and play good assignment football, and hopefully we can ring the bell at the end of the game.
And we talked yesterday in the coach's show about their defense only giving up about 16.5 points a game, so they're pretty stout on that side as well.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make sure we're blocking the right people. Because they're good enough, especially in the back end, that they can really hurt us. So we got to make sure we're blocking the linebackers, make sure we're blocking the guys up front, and just protecting the football. And if we do that, I think our guys are good enough to be able to carry us into a win here, and then be able to one more week.
All right, Coach. Thanks for talking with us. Good luck to the Blue Jays this afternoon, and we'll hopefully do this again next week on Thursday.
All right. Thanks, John. I really appreciate it.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance, rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
For over three decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgro, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Rockport Blue Jays opened this football season with a hard-fought 8-point win over Worth County back on August 29th. In the next 11 games, no opponent was even able to come close to the Jays. In their past two playoff outings, they've dominated Nottoway Valley 50-34 and St. Joe Christian 70-12. This afternoon, the Jays will try to keep the Rockport Express rolling along as they host the 9-3 Concordia Orioles. Good afternoon, everyone, from a very cold Blue Jay Stadium in Rockport. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this afternoon's contest, and I'm very pleased to have joining me on the broadcast booth, Cody Swong. And, Cody, it's going to be a cold one.
It really is, Randy. 28 degrees out there, feels like 17. 20-mile-an-hour winds out of the northwest here this afternoon. Snow on the ground, but it looks like there's a flea flurry still in the air. It definitely has slowed down from what we walked into just a little bit ago.
Yeah, they got between 2 and 3 inches of heavy, wet snow that fell here. It rained throughout most of the early morning hours, and then it changed over to snow around 10 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, the snow started in, and it has accumulated. They did come out with a snow plow out here and plow the snow off of the yard line markers for us. We won't be able to give you the precise location of the football, but we can give you a pretty good estimation because they do have the sidelines cleared out and the 10-yard line yard markers. Let's go right into the starting lineup for this afternoon's contest. First of all, for the Concordia Orioles, they are 9-3 on the season. In the offensive line, Braden Birking is a junior. Chadley Stein, a senior. Brody Rope. Rope is 311 pounds and a junior at an offensive guard. The tight end is Dane Wilkins, 185 and a senior. The split end is Maddox Inman. He's 220 and a senior. At quarterback for the Orioles, Nephi Hahn, 175 and a junior. The running back is Lane Hass, a 180-pound senior with 1,325 yards yards rushing, and the fullback is Carson Droege. Droege has rushed for 718 yards. He is a senior. Let's take a look at that Concordia defense.
Strong Concordia defense, and Nephi Arnold be the DB at 175. Carson Droege, a DB at 195. Askel Garcia, a linebacker at 145, the leading tackler on the team. Jared Bermudez, a defensive end, 205. Dane Wilkins, a D end at 185. Mattis Inman will be the other linebacker. He is actually the leading tackler on the team with 138 on the season, 220 pounds in the senior. Lane Haas will be a defensive back at 180, and Aiden Frickling will be the other linebacker for the Concordia Orioles.
Now the offensive starters for your Rockport Blue Jays, 12-0 on the season. At center, Dayton Hayes, 230, and a senior. Well, left guard is Quentin Jackson. He's a senior at 185. At the right guard, Ryder Heron, a senior, 265 pounds. In the offensive line at end on the left side, Gabriel Gebhards, 230, and a junior. Wide receiver, that's Jack Meyercorth. Meyercorth with 560 receiving yards this year. He's a 150-pound junior. At quarterback, Weston Anthor. Anthor, 160, and a junior. He's passed for 786 yards on 38 out of 69 passing. Brock Holmes, you'll hear his name a lot this afternoon. He's the running back, 165-pound junior. The young man comes into the game with 2,504 yards on the year. Not career, but just for this season. In fact, he had one game earlier this year where he rushed for 526 yards in a single game and 8 touchdowns. The fullback is Tayden Cook. Cook is 160 pounds and a junior. Let's take a look now at that Rockport defense.
Yeah, up front, Desmond Cheney, he's a 160-pound junior. Camden McKinney, he's 175 pounds and a senior. Quentin Jackson, also a senior at 185. Gabe Gephardt, a 230-pound junior. And Ryder Heron, a senior at 265 up front for the Blue Jays. In the defensive backfield for Rockport, Jack Meyercorth, he's a defensive back at 150. Tayden Cook, a linebacker at 160, a senior, and Brock Holmes, a junior, 165 pounds on the defensive side for the Blue Jays.
This game, of course, coming in the semifinal round of the Missouri 8-man playoffs. On the other side of the bracket, Archie is squaring off with Worth County. That game is scheduled for a 2 o'clock kickoff this afternoon. The winner of this one will face the winner of Archie and Worth County. That will be played this coming Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Missouri Western down in St. Joe. And should that be the Rockport Blue Jays, you can count on Sunny 101.3 to be there. We will have a live coverage for you of that championship game if the Rockport Blue Jays can make it down there. Well, Cody, I got here at 11:30, and it was snowing hard. You couldn't hardly see across the football field at that point, and I was amazed to find the Concordia Orioles out there warming up 90 minutes before kickoff in a blizzard. Wind was blowing out of the north, and they're out there taking warm-up snaps and running pass patterns, and I thought, boy, that's a long time to expose your young men to the elements out here before you even kick off. Interesting strategy.
Yeah, most definitely, but maybe it's a thought of trying to get the kids acclimated to the snow. It's more so the footing, the traction. I think that's going to be a big part of today's football game. When you think of, we heard it in the pregame about ball control, limiting turnovers, just getting your footing right. Maybe that was part of the Orioles strategy for being out here earlier.
Tayden Cook, Brock Holmes, and Ryder Heron are the co-captains out there for the coin toss to get this thing underway. Boy, he's been amazed at the protocol, how they follow it exactly here. They don't come out for the coin toss until the score clock shows 3 minutes till kickoff. It doesn't matter if both teams are done warming up and they're standing here with 5.5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
They just stand there in the cold for 2.5 minutes and they wait till that magic 3 minute mark comes up before we come out for the coin toss. The official out there introducing the co-captains right now, and they're getting ready for our coin toss. Missouri 8-man semifinal football action coming your way this afternoon from Blue Jay Stadium, Rockport, Missouri. I'm Randy Gatula, Cody Swong alongside. Ray Penning, producer engineer, assisted this afternoon by Mason Penning during the broadcast. Mason is part of our broadcast team of this afternoon's production of high school football. There's the coin toss. Let's hope he didn't lose it in the snow. They found the coin in the snow. The coin toss is won by Concordia. They have deferred their decision to the second half. Rockport wants the football, and Concordia will defend the north goal to our right. So that means Rockport will be receiving the football at the south end. They'll be moving into this 20-mile-an-hour north wind, moving from our left to right as we are seated here on the east side of the field. The Rockport Blue Jays this afternoon in their all blue uniforms, blue jerseys, blue pants with white numerals. All white now for the Orioles this afternoon. Their school colors are white, orange, and black. They're wearing white pants, white jerseys with orange numerals. And interesting to note that they broke out the track meet tent and they brought it along. That's good thinking.
That's a pretty good idea over there for sure.
Got it set up over on the west sideline here at Blue Jay Stadium where they can at least get in out of the wind just a little bit. The thing that I'm wondering about, I'm watching the officials out there and how the wind is kind of blowing their uniforms around. They say we have the possibility of wind gusts of up to 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Well, when you've got temperatures in the upper 20s and you get a 45 mile an hour wind, I think the feels like temperature was 15 degrees to start with, throw in a little moisture and some freezing rain, it's just downright miserable out there.
Just a good old football weather game right here.
The players probably won't bother them as much as will the fans in the stands. I'm going to be interested to see what Brock Holmes can do this afternoon as he comes out here. Jack Meyercorth will be back to return this opening kickoff. And to handle the kickoff is Mario Lopez. Lopez has the football teed at the 30-yard line, and we're set to get underway. Missouri 8-man semifinal action live from Rockport, Missouri. If you couldn't make it to the game today or didn't want to venture out into the weather, we're very pleased that you chose Sunny 101.3 for your live radio coverage of Missouri high school football. Lopez is set to come forward. As we said, Jack Meyercorth is an 8-man. He'll stand in the snow at about the 3-yard line is where he'll be waiting for this. Looks like the ball blew off the tee already.
Surely not.
They'll set it up again. That wind's blowing stronger than you think it is. Fortunately, we're inside of a weather-tight press box here. Lopez comes forward. Here's the kick, and driving end over ender. Meyercorth fields it at the 5, and now they blow the play dead before he could start the return. What happened?
I would guess they never signaled it ready to play.
Find the man in the white hat out here.
That's what he did.
He
says they're going to re-kick it.
So they'll have to start all over. That first one was just a practice.
Warm-up.
A warm-up. 28 degrees at kickoff. Winds out of the north-northwest. 22 miles an hour. Gusting to 45 possibly this afternoon. And Lopez has it teed once again at the 30, ready to come forward.
This time we're ready.
Here we go. Meyercorth comes back, fields the ball at the goal line. He's going to bring it. No, he's not.
They just stepped over the
stepped into the end zone. Yep. I thought he was going to stay out of there with it, but they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Rockport Blue Jays will have their first possession, first and 10 at the 15. Weston Anthor is the quarterback. Brock Holmes the running back. Tayden Cook is your fullback. You'll hear a lot about Jack Meyercorth. He's in motion a lot. He does a lot to kind of a decoy out there. He does a lot to distract
the defense. He's such an athlete, too.
Yeah, they know he can burn you, so they have to watch you. All right, Meyercorth is put wide to the left side of the field this time. Behind the quarterback, Anthor, that's Brock Holmes is all set there. They come in motion. They turn back to pass, looking out to the left. Oh. Pass is going to be thrown incomplete. I think he was looking out there for Logan Ellis this time, and the ball just slightly overthrown, falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. We have a flag.
Yep, flag on the play, holding on the Blue Jays.
I'm not complaining because we're in a box here, Cody, but the windows are fogging up quite a bit. We've been trying to wipe them off here with a towel. They're a little bit smudged and smeared, but it sure still beats setting out in a snowstorm.
So null and void the first play.
Yeah. Back the football, back to the, where are we at now? The 5-yard line.
Yep.
10-yard penalty. Ball is back to the 5. It'll be first down and 20 from the 5-yard line. Quarterback, Weston Anthor, with Brock Holmes set behind him. Turns, gives to Holmes. Holmes runs off to the right side. He's got running room out to the 10, 15. He's to the 20, across the 20. Taken out of bounds, out across the 20, near the 26 or 27-yard line. So Brock Holmes reels off a real quick, 22 yards on the carry? Or, I'm sorry, 17. Yeah, 17 on the carry from the 5 out to the 22. We're going to be making a lot of estimates on where the football is spotted because of the snow on the field. We can't see the yard line markers except for the 10s. I'm going to guess this at around the 22, between the 22 and 23. Second down, and about 2.5 yards to go here, 2.5 to 3. Again, Amthor, your quarterback. Cook sets to the left. They give to Holmes. He bobbles the football. Broke through the line. He's across the 30. On his feet. The 30 across the 40. Into Oreo territory. Down to about the 38-yard line. And Brock Holmes is picking up right where he left off last week.
Dane Wilkins there to knock him down for Concordia.
So Holmes already has a carry of 17 yards. He just picked up from the 22. He just picked up another 20 right there. Put the football now at the 38-yard line. First down and 10. Blue Jays moving the football. Jack Meyer, of course, splits wide to the right side. Tayden Cook is the fullback. He sets behind the left guard, just to the left of the quarterback. Shotgun formation for Amthor. Holmes sets behind him.
Ball on the ground.
Bobbled the football, fell on it, covered it up, and those hands have to be really cold. They're wearing gloves out there. I noticed Amthor is barehanded. He has no gloves on, but they've fumble on the exchange, actually falling on it for a gain of a yard there. It'll bring up second down and 9.
That worked out.
Yeah, it did.
Still gained a yard.
Second down and 9. Weston Amthor comes to the sideline to get the instructions here from head coach Dalton Jones. Second down, 9 yards to go. The ball at the 38-yard line. They'll come over the football again with Meyer Court. Split wide to the right. Weston Amthor, the junior signal caller, looks at 4 down linemen now from the Orioles. Calling his starting count, has the snap. Gives to Holmes. Holmes into the middle. He's going to be dropped after a gain of a couple more, down to about the 36-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd down and still about a long 6, almost 7 yards to go. And you know, Cody, when I look at the field through the glasses, it's snowing a lot harder out there than you think.
It is.
There's some pretty good snowflakes in the air.
I got some fog on the front of my window. We're making it work, though.
3rd down and 7. The football at the 36-yard line of the Orioles. Just underway here. 10:03 to play in the first quarter. No score in this Missouri semifinal playoff game. Weston Amthor calls his starting count. Gives it to Brock Holmes into the middle. Holmes running right up the center. Running over people for first down yardage. He's going to get a gain of about 9 yards on the carry and put the football inside the 30. We're going to call it the 26-yard line. And so far, the Orioles haven't shown any sign at all that they have any way of stopping Brock Holmes here.
Axel Garcia that time on the stop for the Orioles.
At the 26-yard line, first down and 10 for the Blue Jays. Amthor puts Meyer Korth wide to the left. Wide to the right is Gabriel Gebhardt. He's the tight end set right. Hand off to Holmes, running to his right. Holmes tries to turn the corner, fights down close to the 20. Near the 21-yard line is where they'll stop him. And he'll have a gain of about 5 yards on that carry. With the football now at the 21, second down and 5 yards to go.
Carson Droege on the stop for the Orioles.
Holmes adding him up here in a hurry. How many yards has he got already on this drive? Here we go. Spot the 55. 21-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go. Amthor calling his count. Bobble on the football. Amthor has to dive on it and cover it up in the snow. And that's the second fumble on the exchange between Amthor and Holmes. And Amthor is going to lose a lot of yardage, but he was able to get back on the football and cover it up.
Yeah, good hustle there to get that ball collected. It did take a bad kick. Thought maybe Concordia had a chance there, but Amthor able to track it down.
Loss of 3 yards on the fumble brings up 3rd down and 8 yards to go with the football now back out near the 26-yard line.
Already the 9th play of this drive.
At the 26, 3rd down and 8 for the Blue Jays. Quarterback in the shotgun formation. Direct snap to Meyer Court. Jack Meyer Court tries to run up the middle. Nowhere to go. They drop him after no gain on the play. He may have even lost a half a yard. And it's going to bring up a 4th down and about 8 or 9 yards to go here for the Blue Jays with the football near the 25-yard line.
Bermudez, Jerry Bermudez on the stop that time for the Orioles.
One of the things John Nixon and I noted last week is these 8-man teams in Missouri do not like to punt the football. This is down to 25, but you hardly ever see them punt. Here we go. 4th down and 8 at the 25. The ball between the hash marks. Amthor has the snap. Gives to Holmes into the middle. Holmes breaks into the middle. He's going to take it all the way down to the 10-yard line. They may have dropped him just outside the 10, but it'll be enough for a first down. A gain of about 14 on that carry. Put the ball at the 11. They needed 8 and got 14. It'll be first down and 10. I'm going to call it the 11-yard line. The football is on the right side hash mark. Blue Jays moving from our left to right, from south to north. First and 10 from the 11. put Jack Meyercorth wide to the left. That's the wide side of the field. Holmes sets behind the quarterback, bobble on the exchange, and Anthor just has to eat it, and he'll take a loss of a couple of yards. The snap from center, the ball popped up in the air. He missed the handoff to Brock Holmes, and Anthor had to go back and dive into the snow. And I'm looking at that young man's bare hands. They have to be numb out there.
Gotta be. No way. Dane Wilkins on the stop that time for the Orioles.
Somewhat surprised to see that he's not wearing gloves. I don't know, I guess.
It's tough. Those gloves get wet once, and then they're almost worse than just cold hands.
But boy, he's had to dive into that snow a couple of times to grab the football. Second down and 11 from the 12-yard line, maybe the 13, somewhere in that neighborhood, as Anthor sets in the pistol. Has the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes tries to break outside to the left. The defenders are there waiting for him. And in this case, the Orioles have been winning the battle here at the line of scrimmage and getting into the backfield before Mr. Holmes can get started.
Mattis Inman and Dane Wilkins in there in a hurry that time for Concordia.
It's going to bring up third down and 11 yards to go. Now they moved the football on me about the 12. Yes, third down and 11. From the 12, they could get a first down at about the one-yard line. So third down, Meyercorth wide left. Gebhards, the tight end, sets to the right. Pistol formation for Anthor, the quarterback. Brock Holmes in the backfield. The handoff to Holmes. He runs to his right. Holmes trying to turn the corner. He fights inside the 10. He's going to be taken out of bounds right at about the 10-yard line. And it's going to bring up fourth down and 9 from the 10.
Carson Drogi there to stop him right here on the near side for the Orioles.
Clock shows 5:39 to play here in the...
We've played half already.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are eating up a lot of clock on this drive. How many plays?
This will be the 14th play.
Yeah, they're eating up a lot of clock here. Concordia has not yet had an opportunity to touch the football. All right, Logan Ellis splits wide left. Wide right is Meyercorth. Two wide out receivers to each side here. Anthor in the pistol, takes a snap, wants to throw, throws to his right, looks to Meyercorth. Meyercorth's in for the touchdown. It'll be a 10-yard touchdown pass to Jack Meyercorth. 10 yards on a fourth down play, too.
Well drawn up execution there. That was just Jack Meyercorth had a one-on-one opportunity on the outside. He ran a little hitch pattern and was just able to beat the defender one-on-one to the goal line.
Score coming with 5:34 to play here in the first quarter. Anthor with the touchdown toss. All right, now we'll line up to go for two. Last week they went 8 in a row with Brock Holmes carrying it in for 2-point conversions. He carried 8 of them in a row. Here he goes.
Got another one.
First one of the night. And that moves our score 8-0 with 5:34 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and in Auburn.
That scoring drive for Rockport, 14 plays, 65 yards, capped off with a 10-yard touchdown pass from Anthor to Jack Meyercorth. Brock Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Rockport goes on top 8-0 with 5:34 to play here in the first quarter. 6.5 minutes used up in that drive, and Concordia has not yet had a chance to touch the football. All right, Blue Jays ready to kick it away. Handling the kickoff duties is Tayden Cook. We'll try and figure out who the deep man is back there. I think that's Lane Hass. I believe that's who they told us to expect to see. Here's the kick, an end-over-ender. It's going to be fielded short at the 10, out to the 15, to the 20. That's Hass across the 20, at 25 on his feet, and dropped short of the 30 at about the 28-yard line. Lane Hass, he's quite a ball carrier. He's got 1,325 yards rushing on this season.
Desmond Chaney on the defensive stop for the Blue Jays.
So we'll mark the football at the 28-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Concordia Orioles. Cold, wintry afternoon in Rockport, Missouri. We've done some cold ones before. This one's right up there. Lots of snow on the ground. It's wet, it's cold, and it's windy. First and 10 for Concordia. Hahn is the quarterback. Hass the running back. Droege is the fullback. Hahn is under center. Back set in the I formation. Turns. Gives off to Hass. Hass tries to run to the right. Does not get back. They stopped him right at about the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost half a yard. Good defensive effort there by the Blue Jays.
Taden Cook in there in a hurry for the Blue Jays that time.
Taden Cook, the leading tackler on this team. He come in here with 112 tackles on the season. You'll be calling his name a lot this afternoon, Cody, on defense.
Flies around there at that middle linebacker spot.
No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10. The line of scrimmage is still at the 28-yard line. Quarterback is Hahn. Hass is the eye back. The fullback is Droege, the blocking back. Hahn takes a snap, gives to Hass again, into the middle, steps over to defender. He's got running room out to the left. And he's going to say a knee touch at about, where did they mark it here, John? They're pulling this one back. I think we got a flag thrown on the play.
And, I don't see the flag. But
it's going to be a procedure penalty against the Orioles.
Yeah.
And Hass had some running room out here on the left. He kind of let up, and he heard a whistle, obviously, I didn't. So the five-yard penalty is going to mark the football back to the 22-yard line. It'll be second down and 15 yards to go now for the Concordia Orioles, our first penalty flag of the afternoon. 4:47 to play here in the first period. You're just checking in, 8-0, Rockport on top. Quarterback is Hahn, under center. Hahn calling his starting count, takes the snap, gives to Hass. Hass tries to turn the corner. He's caught in the backfield and going to be dropped for a loss on the play.
That was Gabriel Gephardt breaking through the offensive line to get that tackle in the backfield.
Looked like Gephardt almost came through there untouched.
He might have.
All over Hass, the ball carrier, dropped him back near the 20-yard line. Big loss on the play of about 9. We're going to call it third down and about 19 yards to go now. Penalty yardage and then the big tackle for loss by Gephardt. Makes it third and under center. Nephi Hahn with an I formation, double tight end set. Hahn calling his count, has the snap, he's back to pass, sets up.
Oh,
and wow, the ball is loose, and they're going to call it an incomplete pass. For a moment, I thought we might have had a fumble on our hands.
Yeah, we almost did. That was Ryder Heron breaking in there and getting the hit on the quarterback, making that ball come out, but I guess the arm was coming forward.
How would you? He chases it back into the end zone. He will fall on the football in the end zone. It'll be a safety. The snap went over his head into the end zone, a two-point safety for the Rockport Blue Jays, and suddenly Rockport is up 10-0 here with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in this first quarter. Just a bad snap, and it wasn't just a little bit over his head.
It was a lot.
Yeah, way over the punter's head. He had no chance at all to get that one, and he had to just go back and cover it up to avoid a touchdown is what he was after. So, with 3:48 to play here in the first quarter, Rockport Blue Jays, John was doing that last week, now he's got me on it. See what you did to me, Mr. Nixon? 10-0, Rockport on top here with 3:48 to go. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect for all your insurance needs. All right, it'll be a free kick now for the Orioles. Right now, Concordia. Their whole routine was disrupted a bit with this snowstorm. They traveled up here yesterday. I think the entire team and most of the school spent the night here in Rockport.
Hmm.
They told me they were all eating breakfast out at the Super 8, so their routine a bit disrupted, but here we go. Free kick, kicking from the 15-yard line. End over ender, Meyercourt fields the football at the 15. He's at the 20, the 25, across the 30, out to the right to the 35, and tripped up and goes down at about the 37-yard line. So the Rockport Blue Jays will begin this drive with excellent field position. They'll start first and 10 from about their own 37, we're going to call it.
Axel Garcia there to knock down Meyercourt. Right around just shy of midfield, Randy.
Again, we want to stress the fact that where the ball is spotted is kind of subject to our interpretation here in the snow. It may be closer to the 38 now that I look at it.
We're just making up stats as we go.
Yeah. Out there in the snow. Let's call it the 38-yard line. First down and 10 for the Blue Jays. Weston Amthor with home set behind him. Meyercourt to the right side of the field, split wide to the right this time. And they give the ball to Holmes. Holmes broke one tackle and fights his way across the 40. down near the 39-yard line. We'll give them a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down, 7 yards to go. I'm curious, if you have a minute there, Cody, to look it up, how many yards of that 65-yard drive were Brock Holmes' rushing yards?
He had about 64, but there was a couple backward things that happened.
Right. Yeah.
So that's where the 10-yard completion came in.
He came in here with 2,504 yards on the season. That's not a career. That's a season.
I got him at 67 already today.
All right. 2nd down, 7 yards to go. The ball at the 39-yard line now in Concordia territory. Anthor with the snap gives to Holmes. Holmes running forward. He'll get about 2 or 3 yards, going to be down near the 37-yard line. They're doing a pretty good job in the middle of meeting up there with Holmes, but, you know, you think they defended him pretty well, and then you look up and he got 4 yards.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, he doesn't stop on first contact by any means. He usually drags a couple defenders with him.
It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5 yards to go now with the football. I'm going to call it the 37-yard line. Hard to guess out here with the snow covering up all the yard line markers.
I'd say that's pretty close.
Yeah, 3rd down and 4 at the 37. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. The signal caller has the snap, gives to Holmes. There's Holmes into the middle just like a bowling ball. He's going to be close to 1st down yardage. I think he's got a 1st down at about the 31. Yes, it is. 1st and 10. Brock Holmes right up the middle of the 31-yard line. Our clock shows 2 minutes, 14 seconds of play in the first quarter in a very cold Blue Jay Stadium, November afternoon here in Rockport, Missouri. It's a Missouri 8-man playoff semifinal game. 10-0. Rockport on top. They're driving with a 1st and 10 at the 31-yard line of Concordia. Amthor, double tight end set. Takes a snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes into the middle. Holmes running through tacklers. He doesn't want to be tackled very bad. Still on his feet, they finally blow the play dead. And he's going to have a gain. I'm going to wait till they put down the down marker. It's easier to look over there and estimate it. Give him a gain of 7. It'll bring up 2nd down and 3. So the football is spotted now near the 23-yard line. PA announcer concurs with us there.
Garcia on the stop that time for the Orioles.
All right. 2nd down, 3 yards to go for the Blue Jays. Jack Meyercorth, wide left. Same formation we've been looking at. Ryder Heron back here talking to Brock Holmes about something. Heron is your right guard. They got that squared away. Amthor has the snap. Says, run behind me, is what he told him. And looks like they're going to be very close to a 1st down just outside the 20-yard line. It's almost looked like Ryder Heron was saying, just follow me.
Just
buddy.
Come right here.
Yeah, follow me over here. Now they're going to mark the ball at the 21-yard line. Why is the 3rd down marker where it is?
The 3rd.
There
we go.
Lined up. Okay. 3rd down, less than a yard to go. The football at the 21. 3rd and about a half a foot here. It's real close. Again, Heron exchanging pleasantries here with Brock Holmes. Amthor with a snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes has the 1st down easily. Breaking tackle, still on his feet. Running through would-be tacklers. 1, 2, 3, 4 guys
wow.
on him. And finally, they pile-drived him into the snow down around the 12-yard line. That'll be another gain of about 10 yards there for Brock Holmes.
Lane Hass was that on the stop that time, was able to finally get Holmes on the ground.
I'm guessing the ball's around the 12-yard line now. It's going to be 1st and goal at the 12. I can tell better when they stretch out the chains here. Yep, we're going to call it 1st and 10 from the 12. And that's the end of the first quarter, 10-0. Rockport on top. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Rockport Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help. Proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. Rockport on top, 10-0. The football at the 12-yard line. First down and 10 for the Blue Jays. The ball on the right side hash mark. Blue Jays moving from right to left, from north to south. Weston Amthor calls his starting count, gives to Holmes. Holmes up the middle. He'll have short yardage, fights his way to about the 10. We'll give him a gain of 2 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 8 with the football now at the 10-yard line.
Brought down by Carson Droege that time near the 10.
Nose of the football just outside the 10. Second down, 9 yards to go. They can get a first down down between the 1 and the 2. Just underway here in the second quarter. If you're just checking in with us, Blue Jays on top, 10-0. Got the opening series touchdown and then the safety on second down, 9 yards to go, actually. They hand the ball again to Holmes, and Holmes is going to be wrapped up and dropped this time right at about the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain on that one. Good defensive effort there by the Orioles.
That was Mattis Inman getting in there, the leading tackler for this Orioles football team on the stop.
I look Concordia up and Max Preps. They are the Fighting Orioles, they call themselves. Orange, black, and white are their school colors. If you're wondering, our listeners, where is Concordia, Missouri? It's a little less than halfway between Kansas City and Columbia, right along the Interstate 70. In fact, the football field's only about 100 yards off the interchange of the interstate there. Third down, 9 yards to go from the 11. Amthor gives off to Holmes. He starts to his left. He's hit. He's dropped down around the 8-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down. Now, this, if you remember, this is a situation they were in on their last drive. They had it fourth down at about this exact spot, and they took it in for a touchdown to Jack Meyercord.
They sure did. Dane Wilkins on the stop once again for the Orioles. He's just flying around out there. I've called his name multiple times.
I guess we'll call it about the 9-yard line. It's between the 8 and the 9, outside of the 8. Fourth down. They need about 8 to go. They can get a first down down inside the 2. They come over the football. Amthor puts Meyercord to the left. Amthor fakes the handoff, throws to Meyercord. Touchdown! A replay of what we just did a moment ago. Did I call it or did I call it?
Pretty accurate, Randy.
That was a 9-yarder. The last time was for 10. 9-yard pass play. I can just put little ditto marks in my score sheet here. Weston Amthor to Jack Meyercord. And the Rockport Blue Jays off to a good start here this afternoon at Blue Jay Stadium. Up now 16-0. And that score came with 9:50. What do we got? 7?
Yep.
9:57 to go here in the second quarter. Now we'll line up for the 2-point conversion. Amthor with a double tight end set gives to Holmes. He's going to be stopped this time. About a yard short, did not get in. The conversion fails, and her score stands at 16-0. Blue Jays on top, 9:57 to go here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
All right, that drive, 10 plays, 42 yards, capped off with a 9-yard touchdown pass. Weston Amthor to Jack Meyercord. The conversion attempt failed, and the Blue Jays are up now 16-0 with 9:57 to play here in the first half. Now we're ready for the kickoff. Blue Jays have it teed up. Tayden Cook to handle the kicking for Rockport. Back deep on the return should be Jared Bermudez. He's going to be, I think that's Bermudez. No, Lane Hess. Hess is a return man. Yep. Hess is going to let it go over his head. The ball is laying there at the 2. Now he picks it up, starts to his right to the 5. He's hit at the 10 and dropped just shy of the 10-yard line. Lane Hess let that ball lay there an awful long time. He had a moment of indecision before he decided to pick it up. Thought it was going to go into the end zone, I think.
Sure did. Now there is a flag on the play as well here. So the ball where it sits right now is at about the 10-yard line. This might back Concordia up even more here.
Well, normally holding is the call on the return team. Yes, it will. It'll back him even deeper into the hole. 9:53 to play in the first half here in Rockport. Missouri 8-man semifinal action. The other side of it, Worth County is playing Archie. They kick off at 2 o'clock. Winner of this one will play the winner of Worth County and Archie. That'll be this coming Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, Spratt Stadium at Missouri Western. You'll hear that game here on Sunny 101.3 should the Blue Jays make it. Hahn is your quarterback. He'll be under center. Split backs in the backfield this time. They turn. And trying to keep the ball, I believe, was Hahn, and he went nowhere that time. Or gave it to Drogi. I'm sorry, Drogi was the ball carrier. Got nowhere.
Tried to run a speed option out to the left side. Ryder Heron was there to bring down the quarterback right away.
They are going to give him a yard on it. Where'd that come from? Big chunks of ice and snow falling off the roof of the press box in front of us here. This is quite a scenario for high school football this afternoon. Second down and 9 yards to go. Hahn is your quarterback in a shotgun formation. Spread set. Two wide receivers to each side of the field. Hahn flips it out here to the right side to Drogi. Drogi tries to turn it upfield. Dies out near the 10. He'll get a couple of yards on it. That was more of a shuffle, shuttle pass.
Kind of like a two-hand chest pass out here to the right side of the receiver. Jack Meyercorth able to knock down the receiver after gain of just a couple.
Looked like a point guard putting it out on the wing.
Definitely, yeah.
Speaking of basketball, we will have live coverage of the Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament beginning this Monday afternoon at 4:30. Rockport Blue Jay girls play at 4:30. I don't have the paper in front of me, but I know that's our first game of the season. Here we go. Third down, 5 yards to go from the 10-yard line. Hahn, again with the spread formation,
flips
it out to the left. That ball is loose. I think they're going to call that an incomplete forward pass.
Yeah, I think so, too. It did the same thing, just tried to go off to the left side that time. They are just going to call that a pass, incomplete.
So it'll be fourth down and 5 from the 10. Punting situation. Remember, the last time they tried to punt, it was a disaster for them.
About the same spot, too.
Yeah, the punter is Jared Bermudez. The last one went right over Jared's head and into the backfield. Okay, Jack Meyercorth waits near the midfield stripe at the 40-yard line. Bermudez stands at his own goal line. Gets a good snap, gets it out of there. Meyercorth has it bounce in front of him. He's just going to stay away from it. Rolls dead in the snow.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
It got into some deep snow there at about the 38-yard line and just stopped. Maybe a better term would be froze.
just held up right there.
Weather conditions here, 28 degrees, 20-mile-an-hour north-northwesterly winds. We've got 2 to 3 inches of wet, sloppy snow on the field out here. I don't see a lot of snow in the air anymore, but it was snowing heavily when we got here. I think it's let up a little bit. Rockport will begin this drive first and 10 at the 38-yard line. I sound more like a weatherman than a play-by-play sportsman, but it's a big part of what we've got to report on here this afternoon. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line of Concordia. Blue Jays over the football. Weston Amthor puts a wide receiver, Jack Meyercorth, wide to the right side of the field. In the backfield, of course, is Brock Holmes. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Rockport with 8:21 to play in the first half. The Blue Jays up 16-0. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Blue Jays Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Cody Schwong alongside in the booth this afternoon here at Rockport. Mason Penny, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, along with her helper, Ray. First down and 10 for the Blue Jays at the 38-yard line. Amthor brings him up to the line of scrimmage with a double tight end formation this time. Keeping it himself is Meyercorth on a direct snap to the left side. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10. Broke a tackle, the 10, 5, and he'll take it for the touchdown. 38 yards, a direct snap to Jack Meyercorth. 38 yards for the touchdown. That will be a one-play, 38-yard drive there for the Blue Jays. And the score comes with 8 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And just like that, the Blue Jays have jumped out. Are they bringing this thing back?
Got a flag.
Oh, no, they're bringing her back.
Must have a holding. I missed the call.
I'll tell you, it's hard to find a flag out there in the snow. I didn't see one. Well, that negates a 38-yard run by Jack Meyercorth on a direct snap. They will bring her back. Penalty yardage will be assessed against the Blue Jays, put the football all the way back to their own 33-yard line, and what a turn of events that was.
Well, I missed the flag.
Yeah, I did see it out there. All right, first down and 20 now from their own 33-yard line. First and 20 for the Blue Jays.
Meyercorth still in at that quarterback spot.
All right, so they'll do a direct snap to Jack Meyercorth. Holmes moves over to his right. Meyercorth with the football, runs to the right behind Holmes blocking. Tries to turn the corner. He's going to fight his way out to the 40-yard line, and he'll get a gain of about 7 on the carry, just shy of the 40. It'll bring up second down and about 13 yards to go.
Jared Bermuda is in on the stop for the Orioles that time. Amther standing over here on the sideline. Looks like Jack Meyercorth is actually in at that quarterback position right now for the Blue Jays.
Amther looks okay over here.
He's
trying to thaw his hands out. He's got him in those hand warmers. Wonder if they've got those chemical warmers inside those muffs to try and warm the hands up a little.
Yeah, Meyercorth is a quarterback.
All right, second down and 12 yards to go at the 40. Meyercorth is the quarterback. Split wide to the right is Logan Ellis. Jack Meyercorth calling his starting count with Brock Holmes set on his left hip.
Flag.
Now we got another flag thrown in here, and let's see what this one's going to be.
Delay.
A delay of game on the Rockport Blue Jays. They'll take the delay again. Well, when you've got your starting quarterback here on the sideline, sometimes that's going to happen to you. Things don't move quite as quickly as they normally would. Looks like here comes Amthor right back in at QB. That means that Logan Ellis will leave the ball game, and Meyercorth will move back out to the wide receiver. It'll be second down, and it's 17 yards to go for the Blue Jays. The ball is on the right hash mark. Their own 36-yard line. They move from our right to left, from north to south. Amthor gives to Holmes. Here comes Holmes up the middle. He'll get it out close to the 40. They'll mark it at about the 39, give him a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up third down and still a long 12, almost 13 yards to go.
Drogie on the stop that time for the Orioles.
Clock shows 6:57 to play here. Frigid afternoon in Rockport. The trees, if you're familiar with Blue Jay Stadium, there's a little draw filled with trees on the west side of the field. They are just so picturesque here this afternoon, all covered with snow. What a photo this would be. All right, third down and a long 12 from the 39-yard line, their own 39, the Blue Jays. Fake to Holmes. Throw the pass is deflected. Batting the ball down over there. Number 5 got his hand on it.
Number 5 is Jared Bermudez, the defensive lineman, able to get his hand on that one, deflected.
Batted that one down. 16-0 is our score. Blue Jays, they were very close to being up by another touchdown here a moment ago. And now it's going to be marked at their own 39-yard line. Fourth down, like I said, they don't like to punt. Fourth down and 12 from their own 39. Meyercorth to the left. Logan Ellis split wide to the right. Single setback behind the quarterback is Brock Holmes. Now Ellis comes in motion. Fake to Holmes. Back to pass over the middle. Ellis has the catch. He's got the first down yardage inside the 30. Down near the 25-yard line. Ellis did a great job. He was split wide to the right. Came across the middle. Caught the pass and went down this left sideline for the first down.
Yeah, way to go. Rockport Blue Jays. Nice little man-to-man coverage. Got Ellis out here by himself. A crossing pattern. And is able to move the ball down the field about 14 yards,
with
15
this,
yards.
With this team, fourth down and long, that's just another down.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Here we go. First down and 10. I'm going to call it the 25-yard line is where they mark it. Amthor takes the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes runs out to his right. He'll have short yardage. Boy, they're late on the whistle. Finally, they get the whistle as Holmes is taken into the snow, driven face first down into the wet snow that time. They're going to give him a gain of 3 on the carry. Second down, 7 yards to go coming up for the Blue Jays. The football at the 22-yard line. 5 minutes, 49 seconds to play in the first half. Rockport on top, 16-0, trying to earn their way into a state championship match next Thursday evening at Missouri Western University. Second down and 7. Again, the football at about the 22-yard line. With the snap, they pitch it to Holmes. He comes to the left. He's got some running room. He's got first down yardage and then some. Finally, is taken down inside the 10. He's going to have the ball down first and goal at around the 5, I believe, is where they're going to mark it.
Axel Garcia on the stop for the Orioles.
They brought a garden tractor out here with a blade on it, and they tried to shovel the snow off of the 10-yard markers. Yeah, it's about midway. We're going to call it the 5. First down and goal at the 5-yard line. It's on the left hash mark, I think. It should be. Holmes is in the backfield behind the quarterback, Amthor, who sets in the pistol. The wide receiver is to the left. That's Jack Meyercourt. They run to the right, give it to Holmes. He's on a race to the pylon and steps in. He'll get there. 5-yard touchdown run for Brock Holmes from 5 yards out for the touchdown. Brock Holmes carries it in. This score coming with 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the second quarter. Brock Holmes, 5 yards, his first rushing touchdown of the afternoon. He's usually got 3 or 4 by now. All right, line it up for the two-point conversion. They're 1 out of 2 here. Brock Holmes will be the running back behind the quarterback. The blocking back, Cook, sets to the right of the quarterback, Amthor. Amthor gives to Holmes. Holmes runs into the middle, and he will go in there for the two-point conversion. And that makes our score 24-0. Rockport on top with 4:52 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and in Auburn.
The Rockport Blue Jays took just 7 plays to go 38 yards. Brock Holmes carried in from 5 yards out. Holmes also carried for the 2-point conversion, and the Blue Jays have opened up a 24-0 lead now over the Concordia Orioles with 4:52 to play here in the first half. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Tayden Cook forward to kick it away. Hass will pick it up, bobbles the ball, and it goes into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Concordia Orioles. Starting from their own 15, they trail here 24-0.
Role models matter, no matter more now than ever, and you have the power to be one. When you show good sportsmanship at high school events, you set an example of character and respect and integrity. Good sports help preserve the tradition of high school athletics and build a community of pride. So lead by example and be good sport. This message is brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association, your friends at Sunny 101.3.
All right, 1st down and 10 at the 15-yard line now for the Orioles of Concordia. Hahn is the quarterback, takes the snap, gives to Hass. Hass tries to run to the left. No place to go. big Ryder Heron was over there waiting on the right side defensively, and when Hass got the football, he was still getting the ball, and Heron already had a hold of him.
Heron was in there right away, and then guess who else? Tayden Cook in there to clean him up. I do want to mention, this is only play number 8 for the Orioles, so they went three and out on their first two possessions. We're near halftime, and they find themselves down 24-0.
Yeah, I was looking down to see my running back's names here.
Yeah.
Normally, by this time of the game, I'm not using the spotting chart anymore.
Yeah.
But quarterback is Hahn. Hass and Droege are the running backs. Hahn has the snap. He runs to his right. Now wants to turn it upfield. Hesitates for a moment. He can't get away. Good defensive pursuit. Over there by, I think that's Meyercord,
yes,
wasn't it?
It is.
Meyercord with the nice open field tackle. It's going to bring up third down and a long 7, almost 8 yards to go now. The line of scrimmage is at the 17-yard line. That's where they mark it, on the right side hash mark. Clock is down now to 3 minutes, 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Rockport Blue Jays on top, 24-0. This is the Missouri 8-man semifinals. Hahn brings the Orioles to the line of scrimmage. His running back set behind him is Lane Hass. Hass is a 1,300-yard rusher on the season coming into this one, averaging over 100 yards per ballgame. Back to pass is Hahn. Here comes the pressure. Dumps it over the middle. The pass falls incomplete.
Yeah.
His intended receiver out here, he was looking for Carson Droege, but Droege slipped and fell in the snow.
Back there on the defensive effort was Camden McKinney in the defensive coverage for the Blue Jays.
Fourth down, 8 yards to go, punting situation.
Yeah.
Into punter, Jared Bermudez. Back deep, Jack Meyercord for the Blue Jays. Meyercord waits at his own 38-yard line for Bermudez's punt. The punt is out of there. Meyercord lets the ball bounce in front of him at the 40. He's just going to stay away from it. The snow, boy, you notice when the football lands in that 3 inches of sloppy snow, it just stays. There's no rolling. Wherever
it just stops.
Wherever it lands, it just splat, and there's where it stays. Still 3:11 left with which to work here in the first half for the Blue Jays. The Rockport Blue Jays, 12-0 coming into this one. Boy, they've had quite a year here for Rockport football. Remember, our halftime recap is going to be coming up. That's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. All right, first down and 10 for the Blue Jays at the 35-yard line. Amthor pitches the ball to Holmes. He starts to his left. Holmes turns the corner at the 30, the 25, the 20, at the 10. He's hit at the 10 and taken down near the 8 or 9-yard line. Rock Holmes with another huge run. And he's got the football inside the 10. It'll be first and goal for the Blue Jays.
That was a big one there. 30.
Came from the 34, so you got 6 plus 30, about 38 yards.
Yeah,
about a 38-yard run there. First down and goal. Call it the 7-yard line. The line of scrimmage. Plenty of time left here for the Blue Jays. 2 minutes, 45 seconds to go in the first half. They lead it 24-0. No reason to rush here. Amthor brings the Jays to the line of scrimmage. Meyercord wide to the right. Holmes behind him. Cook sets to the left. Hand to Holmes. Holmes fighting down near the 2-yard line. He'll have a gain there of about 5 on the carry. From the 7, takes it to the 2. It'll be second down and goal. At the 2 is where they mark it.
Knocking on the door once again come the Blue Jays with 2 minutes here, 2 minutes and 15 seconds left before halftime.
Yeah, all spotting of the ball here is is estimated. Let's put it that way. We estimate it out here in the snow. I do know it's on the left hash mark. We're going to call it the 2. Here we go.
Yeah, 2 is good.
Second down and goal at the 2. Meyercord wide right. Gebhard set to the left as the tight end. Quarterback, give it to Holmes. Holmes runs in standing up. It'll be a 2-yard touchdown run for Brock Holmes. His second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. He kind of set that up for himself. This score comes with a minute and 48 seconds to play. 1:48 to go here in the second quarter, first half. And suddenly, Rockport has opened up a 30-0 lead on a very snowy, cold afternoon here at Blue Jay Stadium. Weston Amthor in the pistol formation takes the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes running for the 2-point conversion. He's hit, fought through and got there. Oh, he took a pop. Oh, my goodness. Rock Holmes took a hit after he was 2 or 3 yards into the end zone. Kind of surprised we didn't see a flag there. We'll step aside and take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services with offices in Auburn and Fall City. That play, scoring drive, 3 plays, 47 yards, capped off with a 2-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Rockport goes up 32-0 with 1:48 to play here in the first half. We're ready to kick it away. Kicking it away here for the Blue Jays is Tayden Cook. Cook with the end-over-ender. Hass fields the ball at the 8. He's at the 10, the 15. He's at the 20. Across the 20, starts to his left and drops it about the 25-yard line. Lane Hass on the return for the Concordia Orioles. And you were mentioning earlier that Concordia just hasn't had a chance to run very much offense here at all this afternoon.
Yeah, we've got three drives, three and outs for the Orioles. So not much offense cooking here yet for the Concordia team.
And as a result of that, the Blue Jays up 32-0 here in this semifinal game. We mentioned earlier Worth County and Archie are playing on the other side of the bracket. They kick off at 2 o'clock this afternoon in about 10 minutes. Winner of that, and will place the winner of this one in the state championship. Hass goes in motion to the left. Hahn hands the ball back on the inside handoff, trying to run to the right side where the football is Carson Droege. Not much running room. Maybe he got a yard or two. Not anymore.
Came to McKinney. McEnany came over here and got the stop for the Blue Jays.
They'll give him a gain of a yard, I suppose. We'll be generous and give him a yard. Call it second down and a long 9 to go here. Clock now running at 1:35 to go here in the first half. Again, the score, if you're just checking in, 32-0. Rockport on top on second down and 9. Empe Hahn is the quarterback. Hahn takes the snap. He's going to run it himself. Right up the middle. Hahn's at the 30. At the 35, he'll have first down yardage. As he's got the ball just out across the 35-yard line. Should be enough for first and 10. Well, they haven't marked it yet, but from...
I got a stoppage here.
I think we're... Well, I'm not sure what all the confusion
is there
about.
Is there a flag laying over there somewhere?
If there is, I can't see it.
I can't either.
The flags kind of get lost in the snow out here.
The officials are together communicating at about the 25-yard line.
I think they marked him short of the first down here, too. Now we'll wait for the white hat to turn to the press box and give us an indication here.
Illegal shift.
An illegal shift on the offense. So that'll bring the ball back. They had a first down, I think.
Yeah, they did. I think he crossed the line. Yeah.
But they're going to march it back. The penalty yardage is going to put the football back at the inside the 20-yard line at about the 19.5, and it'll bring up second down and 15 yards to go from inside the 20. Quarterback is Hahn. Hahn sets in a pistol formation. Hass behind him. Hahn is back to pass.
Screen.
Dumps the ball over the middle of screen pay. It's complete out to the right side. Making the catch was Maddox Inman, but Inman is tackled well short of what they needed. He's going to get a gain of a couple or maybe 3. It's going to bring up third down and still 11 yards to go here.
Tayden Cook over there, the first one to get to him. Third down and long again for the Orioles here.
Now the official stops play here for a minute. He's asking one of the players to leave.
That's Dane Wilkins.
Maybe blood on the jersey?
Yeah, could have been. He pointed to the leg. Could have been some blood.
So it'll be third down. We'll call it 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at about the 25-yard line. Time is down to 1:05 to go here in the first half. The clock is running. Rockport on top, 32-0 if you're just checking in with us. The Orioles come over the football. Nephi Hahn is the quarterback. He's under center this time. Calling his starting count. He takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's rolling to the right. Throws a pass out here. Complete to Matt Inman. Inman is tackled immediately. Big defensive stick there for the Blue Jays.
McEnany, Camden McEnany, flying in to get that stop way behind the line of scrimmage that time.
It's almost like McEnany knew what was coming.
Boy, he sure did. He was all over him.
Yeah, he was out there waiting for Maddox Inman. Maddox is not a little guy. He's a 220-pound senior that caught that pass, but I'm telling you, they were right there waiting for him, Cody.
They were, for sure. Good defensive effort by Camden McEnany.
Fourth down and 15. The ball is now spotted back to the 20-yard line. Fourth and 15 with 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Maybe they're just going to come up here and let the time expire. Calling his starting count. Oh, a bobble on the exchange from center. And fortunate to get back on it was Hahn. Time will expire. There's the end of the first half. At the half, the Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Concordia Orioles 32-0. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime report by Highland Community College. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Blue Jay Stadium in Rockport. Randy Gatula along with Cody Schwong. And Cody, you've been keeping some tabs over there on young Mr. Holmes. He had quite a first half again. How many yards you got him with?
Yeah, most definitely. He has 175 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half.
Only two. Okay.
Yeah.
32-0. That's our halftime score, and it's time now for our halftime recap. Presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. And before we look at this scoring recap, we want to remind you that this afternoon's broadcast of Blue Jay Football is brought to you in part by Citizens Bank and Trust in Mound City and Rockport, also by Community Medical Center, and by Fertilizer Service Company. Say thanks to those folks if you enjoy this coverage of Blue Jay Football. Well, let's take a look at the scoring and how it went in the first half of this one. The Blue Jays got on the board first with 5:34 to play in the first period. A 10-yard touchdown pass on fourth down and 10 from Weston Amthor to Jack Meyercorth. That capped an extended 14-play, 6.5-minute drive that covered 65 yards. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Rockport had gone up 8-0 early in the ballgame. With 9:57 to play, In the second period, West Ham Thor again on fourth down, connected with Jack Meyercourt, this time from 9 yards out for the TD. That's capped off a 10-play, 42-yard drive. However, the conversion attempt failed. It made it 16-0. The other 2 points came on a bad snap to the punter, a safety that the Blue Jays picked up at the 3:48 mark of the first period. So it was 16-0 with 9:57 to go in the first half. At 4:52 to go in the second quarter, Brock Holmes with his first rushing touchdown of the afternoon. It came from 5 yards out. That capped a 7-play, 38-yard drive. Holmes took it in for the 2-point conversion, and it was 24-0 Rockport. Then with just 1:48 to go in the first half, Brock Holmes with his second rushing touchdown, this one from 2 yards out. Just a 3-play, 47-yard drive. Holmes' 2-point conversion made it 32-0 Rockport, and that's where we stand at halftime. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios, and we'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information, the latest weather forecast, that's on everybody's mind these days, and then another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with more of our halftime show right after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
For over 3 decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgro, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight tonight. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 38, northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today with another 1 to 3 inches Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family-owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Blue Jay Stadium in Rockport, Missouri, where the Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Concordia Orioles 32-0 at halftime. This broadcast being brought to you in part by Ken Fisher Insurance, also by Farmer State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric, as well as Hiawatha Implement in both Hiawatha and Mound City, by Midwest Data Center, Missouri Valley Ag, also by Pleasant View Senior Living, Perry Plumbing and Septic, and Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy our coverage of Rockport Blue Jays football. Well, Cody, we're going to be switching gears and moving on to the basketball courts next week. The Mountain City Invitational Tournament gets underway, and John and Nixon and you and I, we've been going over there for, I don't know, more than 20 years now covering Mountain City Tournament. Our action tips off at 4:30 Monday afternoon. The Rockport girls will face South Hole. At 6 o'clock, we've got Mid-Buchanan boys and East Atchison. The 7:30 game will be Mid-Buchanan and East Atchison girls. And then our nightcap Monday night at 9 o'clock, St. Joe LeBlond takes on the Mountain City boys. That'll be our first night. We'll be back for four more games on Tuesday. We've got a game with Rockport and Mountain City girls on Wednesday. Hopefully, if things continue as they are here this afternoon, on Thursday we will be in St. Joe, Missouri, as we will have the championship, the Missouri 8-man playoffs. Then Friday night, I'll be traveling to Syracuse with the Fall City Tigers. We'll have a girl-boy doubleheader. Meanwhile, John Nixon will be back over in Mound City. He'll have a 6:30 and 8 o'clock ball games, a boys' third, possibly in girls' championship, depending on who wins there. And then we'll be back again Saturday for championship in third place. So this is one of the first times, I think, in my broadcast career that we've had sports on six nights in a row. A lot of basketball. We're supposed to be retired here, you know. Cody, you got some important information here from our folks down at the High School Athletic Association.
Yeah, today's game is more than just a contest between two schools. It's a chance for learning, growth, and community. High school activities teach values like teamwork, integrity, and respect. Your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind you to do your part. Show good sportsmanship and model respect. Let's preserve Missouri's proud tradition of high school sports.
All right. Well, we've got time for a couple of more breaks here. They do an extended halftime during these playoffs. We have a 20-minute halftime, and then they put an additional 3 minutes up on top of that. So we're still about 12 and a half minutes away from moving into third quarter action. So right now we're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios, where Mason Penning is standing by with this information on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group direct written premium.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone, fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, game officials play a vital role in high school sports. These men and women work hard to ensure fairness and integrity. No one gets every call right, but every official deserves respect. So as you enjoy today's game, be a positive example and respect the officials. This message brought to you by your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
And Cody, speaking of the officials, I don't know what they're getting paid today, but whatever it is, it's not enough.
I wouldn't think.
I see them walking across the, trudging through the snow coming back from the car. They went over here and got in a van and warmed up for a little bit, but they were walking through some ankle-deep snow to get back onto the field and their hands in their pockets. I'm surprised they're not all wearing gloves out there today, but this has been an interesting day. We've had some of these. 2 years ago, Cody, I went all the way out to Arthur County in Arthur, Nebraska. That's north of Ogallala, about an hour and a half with the Pawnee City Indians. We had a similar day, only it snowed continually throughout that whole ball game. And the big difference was at Arthur County is I was given a white folding table and a chair and put on top of a dirt bank and said, here you go. They did bring a long extension cord in, so I had power. But by contrast, we are in pretty good shape here at Rockport. We're inside the press box. If you're familiar with this field, we're high atop the bleachers on the east side. We are in a weather-tight press box. It's not a heated thing by any means, but aside from having the windows fog up a little bit on us, not all that about a situation for us. It's halftime. Your Rockport Blue Jays are up now 32-0. Leading the Concordia Orioles. Concordia came in here at 9-3. One of those losses they avenged last week in the last round of the playoffs. And so they came in here with some pretty high hopes. We understand they traveled yesterday afternoon and they all stayed, I believe, in the Super 8, they told me. The whole school was staying there, according to one of the employees mentioned. Everybody was there for breakfast this morning. So you have to think that's a little bit of a disruption for an eight-man football team. You're not at home sleeping in your own bed. You're on the road, and you're wondering what's the weather going to hold. There was even some discussion earlier in the week about maybe playing this game on Friday, and honestly, yesterday would have been a much nicer day to play football down here, but at least the snow has stopped coming. There's no more snow coming from above, even though we got 2 or 3 inches before this game began this afternoon. Looking down the road, if Rockport is able to move forward here and get the win, as we said, they're leading 32-0 at halftime. On the other side of the bracket, Archie is playing Worth County. Now, an interesting thing there, Cody, is that Rockport began their season playing at Worth County, and it was a close one. They had got an 8-point win. I think it was something like 32-24. So that was the closest game that Rockport has had all season. And it's just possible that if things go right at the other end, that the same two teams that started the season against each other might just possibly end the season playing one another.
Yeah, most definitely. And that game started at 2 o'clock, was trying to find a score here, couldn't come up with anything yet. But if we do get a score, we will try to get you updated on that one. But how much fun would that be, just to get it back to where it all started and get a trip to go to the state championship? Nothing better than that.
You know, Cody, John and I have traveled all around Northwest Missouri for the last 20 or 25 years. One evening I recall is when we, I believe it was Mound City, was playing at Worth County. John and I went over there, and John Nixon, if you're listening, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was Mound City. But anyway, we went to Worth County, and it started raining just before the game started. And then when they kicked off, it really started raining. And then once we got to going, it really started raining. Pretty soon we had water standing on the field, water on the track, all around the outside. Fortunately, John and I were in an enclosed box similar to this one. We were at least in out of the rain, but it never let up all night long. I'm guessing it had to rain 2 or 3 inches during that football game. And, of course, the kids were sliding in the water, and it was cold. And one of those memorable nights. We've seen a few of those over the years, and this is going to be one we'll talk about coming to Rockport and playing in the snow here this afternoon. It's halftime. The Rockport Blue Jays, 32-0 right now, leading the Orioles of Concordia. We'll step aside and take a 3-minute break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the kickoff to start the second half. You're listening to Rockport Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
For over 3 decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgro, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today. Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family-owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Schwong, back with you in Rockport, Missouri. Blue Jay Stadium, it's halftime. The Rockport Blue Jays leading 32-0.
Attention all former athletes and sports fans. It's time to get back in the game. Become an official. It's great part-time income, and you get back into the game. Start today by finding out how. Contact the MSHSAA office or by visiting MSHSAA.org.
You know, we don't mention the officials, the game officials, nearly often enough. And unfortunately, a lot of times they only get mentioned in a negative manner. But tip of the hat to the officials here again this afternoon. As I said, whatever they're getting paid is not enough out there running around in that snow. But this has been a pretty well-officiated ball game.
Yeah,
really.
Only two or three flags total by both teams. So nothing bad at all.
Well, the Concordia Fighting Orioles find themselves in a 32-0 hole here at halftime. They came in at 9-3. They came in yesterday, spent the night here in Rockport. Again, I was surprised to see them out there warming up at 11:30, an hour and a half before. But a couple of weeks ago, I was here for the game with Nottoway Valley, and I stopped at the local fast food restaurant over along the interstate and had a chance to visit for a minute with Brock Holmes. His grandmother, in fact, arranged that meeting. She introduced me to Brock, and what a very pleasant young man. He represents the Rockport football team very well. We were adding him up here. He came in with 2,504 yards today, has 175 yards rushing in the first half. He sets a 2,679 unofficially. Young man's got a shot at a 3,000-yard season if they get to play again here next week in the championship. That's quite an accomplishment.
That's remarkable.
All right, Tayden Cook has the football teed at the 30-yard line. Back deep to receive it is Lane Haas. Lane stands at about his own 8-yard line. And here comes Cook forward with the kick. It's an end-over-ender hanging up there. Haas fields the ball at the 15. He's up to the 20. Starts to his left across the 20, wrapped up and dropped. And near the 24-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it'll be first and 10 for the Orioles from their own 24.
Freshman Blaze Krogan in on the stop for the Rockport Blue Jays on the kickoff.
We mentioned earlier that the Concordia Orioles brought along their track tent that you normally see set up at the track meets. Not a bad idea over there on the west side where the kids can at least get in out of the wind.
Looks like they got some stuff set up inside there too, maybe a heater some kind.
Much smaller tent on the Rockport side, but they do have a heater under there. Some of the players are huddled around it. Here we go, first and 10 at the 24. Quarterback Hahn has a snap, a high snap, goes up and gets it, throws the ball over the middle looking for Haas. Pass falls incomplete. It was well overthrown. Haas was coming across on a little slant pattern from left to right at about the 30-yard line, but the ball well above his head.
Yeah, pass got away from Hahn that time. Brings up second down and 10 here.
Again, they'll put the football down at about the 25, 24-yard line, we're going to call it. That's what we would estimate out there in the snow. They'll come over the football. Wilkins is split wide to the left side of the field. Wide to the right is Inman. Hahn is in the shotgun. Hahn has the snap. He's going to run it himself to the right. Trying to turn the corner. He's got a little running room. He's at the 30 and taken out of bounds at about the 29-yard line. He'll get a gain of about 4. And it's going to bring up third down. We're going to give him 5 and call it third down and 5 yards to go.
Jack Meyercourt, the one to knock him out of bounds over there after the 5-yard gain. Third down and 5.
What'd you tell me? Their first 3 drives were 3 and outs in the first half.
Yep.
They just really haven't, no first downs yet, have they?
Yeah, they've ran 12 plays total.
Wow.
That'd be the 13th play right there.
What a job defensively this afternoon by the Blue Jays. Third down, 5 yards to go from just inside their own 30. Tempe Hahn is the quarterback. He's a 175-pound junior, the signal caller. Puts Haas in motion. Hahn's back to pass. Looks to the right. Throws a pass complete to Inman. He gets down the right to sideline. Oh, he's still on his feet down inside Rockport territory, inside the 30. And now a flag comes in late, well after it was over with. That came from clear across the way. I don't know what he saw, but that flag came in from across the way here.
Yeah.
Let's see what they're going to call.
I actually saw it live. I think they're going to tag either a block in the back or a blindside block. A receiver, I think, got Jack Meyercourt pretty good over there on the block coming in from the side there.
The official threw that flag with authority.
He threw it about 40 yards.
Yeah. With certainty, the wind caught it and blew it downfield to about the 20. He had to go down and retrieve his flag and bring it up closer to where the infraction occurred. Having a long discussion about this with the man in the white cap.
Yeah.
Great job by Maddox Inman, the 220-pound senior receiver. I thought they had him a couple of times over there on the sideline, and he somehow managed to stay in bounds and bring the ball up the field. Now we'll hear from the man in the white hat here. What's he going to tell us? Yes, it's a block on an illegal block.
Yeah, illegal blindside block on the Orioles.
Now, is that a spot foul?
It should be a, yeah. So they should get a first down, and then it should just be back from the spot of where it happened.
Well, they're walking it all the way back up the field. They're going to be back
to that's
midfield to the 40-yard line. It'll be enough for first down still. So it'll be first and 10 from the 40, right?
The first down for Concordia today.
All right, your quarterback is Hahn. Spread formation, two wide receivers right, two wide to the left. Hahn calling a starting count on first and 10, midfield at the 40, the ball on the right side, hash mark. He has the snap. Hahn sets in the pocket, throws the ball over the middle. Pass is complete to Hass. Hass is upended at the 30. He'll have enough for a first down, I believe.
Should be right at the spot. Yeah, they're going to go ahead and move the chains. McEnany, I believe, the one to bring him down.
Well, it's obvious they're not going to try and run the ball anymore against this Rockport defense. They had no success with that in the first half. So they're going to come out, and Mr. Hahn's going to fill the air with footballs, it appears. First and 10 at the 40-yard line, 32-0, Rockport leading here in the third quarter. Quarterback is Hahn's got the snap, wants to throw. Hahn looking over the middle again, this time well overthrown. Is it intended receiver that time looking over the middle? He was trying to find Maddox Inman and well overthrew him.
Yeah, back there on the coverage were a bunch of Blue Jays. Ellis back there, Meyercord back there. McEnany back there.
All right, so bring the ball back to the 30-yard line. Second down, 10 yards to go.
Coming up on play number six, it's been four passes and one run for the Orioles on this drive.
On second down and 10, from the 30-yard line of Rockport. They're actually in Rockport territory. Hahn puts two receivers to the left, tight end set to the right. Calling a starting count. Hass in the backfield. He wants to throw, looks over the middle. And pass is nearly intercepted. Oh, man, right on the fingertips. Logan Ellis is laying there on the ground in the snow looking at that ball and saying, I should have caught that.
That was a hard-thrown football, though. That would have been a tough catch for anybody out there.
Really would have.
Trying to catch like a stone right now, as cold as it is.
Third down and 10 yards to go at the 30. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer. Ray, if you could check online there, see if you can get us an update on that Archie Worth County game. That's the other side of the bracket. The winner of that one will face the winner of this one next Thursday night. Perhaps we can get a scoring update on that one. It just got underway at 2 o'clock. But it's eight-man football. There could be a lot of touchdowns scored by now. Third down and 10 at the 30. Hahn back to pass. There's the pressure. Tries to throw it out to the right. The ball is batted away. Great defensive pursuit over there by Camden McEnany again, Cody.
Camden McEnany again on the good defensive effort. We've called his name a bunch of times here today.
It'll be fourth down and 10 from the 30-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays. The clock continues here. It stopped with the incompleted pass. 10:45 to play in the third quarter. If you're just checking in with us, haven't been listening, 32-0, Rockport in command right now on fourth down and 10 at the 30. Hahn brings him to the line. He puts two receivers to his left, split wide to the left. Hass is the running back behind him. Bobbles the ball a minute, picks it up. He's going to heave one deep down the field and overthrows the intended receiver. The defender, Logan Ellis, fell down at the 10-yard line, left the receiver all alone in the end zone, but to no avail. The pass was well overthrown.
Had a good opportunity there. That was a flag.
A flag thrown. That's thrown at the bench.
I think it was.
They threw a flag at the bench this time. You get the feeling the officials are in a bad mood here when he throws that. A chop block, that's going to be declined. And now a sideline warning.
So two fouls on the play.
Yes, but okay. They will decline that because that was a fourth down. Rockport will take over on downs. And the Blue Jays will have the football. They'll go first and 10, working from the 30-yard line. All of this happening with 10:38 to play. here in the third quarter, and Rockport up 32-0. Here come the Blue Jays over the football, Cody. Weston Amthor's the quarterback. Setting in there is a running back, I think, is Cook, or the I-back is Holmes. Cook is the running back, the blocking back. They'll come over the ball on first and 10 at the 30. Well, who they got in the backfield there this time? I'm going to have to see if that's...
Can't tell yet.
Jaden Geib is lined up as to the right of the quarterback. Jaden Geib in the backfield. Give the ball to Holmes into the middle. Geib blocking for him. Holmes just pushing the pile, and he's going to get 8 yards out of that. Move the football all the way out to the 38-yard line, second down and two.
What an effort. I mean, he got touched at 2 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage and still was able to push ahead to get down there 8 yards down the field.
Even when you tackle that young man, he still falls forward for another 2 or 3 yards. I'm going to give him 7. I was being generous and gave him 8. It's going to be second down and 3 in the snow. The football at the 37-yard line. They need to get it to the 40 for first down. Second and 3 coming up. Meyercourt wide right. Geib is the blocking back ahead of Holmes. Holmes is going to be stopped just short of the first down. He needed 3, got 2. It'll bring up third down and a yard to go. The football now at the 39-yard line.
I just overheard that Archie could be up 6-0.
Okay.
From the press box.
Okay. 9:35 to go here in this one in the third quarter. 32-0. Rockport on top. That first half went by pretty quickly, actually. On third and 1, here come the Blue Jays over the football. You don't suppose Mr. Holmes might get the ball, do you?
He might.
On third and 1.
There's a chance.
At the 39. Give the ball to Holmes. He runs up the middle, has the first down yardage and more. He's across midfield, still driving forward, pushes forward for about 4 yards on the carry. He'll take the ball down to the 36-yard line of the Orioles. It'll be first and 10, Rockport, at the Concordia 36-yard line.
I got an update here on, I found a scorestream.com, Fourth County 8, Archie 6 in the second quarter is what this says.
Well, they got a battle going down there, I believe. Well, I'm not sure where that one is. I think it's an Archie, but here we go. First down and 10 at the 36-yard line, the ball between the hash marks. Rockport is moving from our left to right, from south to north here at Blue Jay Stadium. Quarterback Amthor has the snap, gives to Holmes. He breaks it outside to the left at the 30, 25, at the 20, 15, hit at the 10, broke a tackle, fighting inside the 10, down near the 5, and finally taken down at about the 5-yard line. What a job running the football. Got a flag?
Must. Nobody's moving. Block in the back.
I sure can't find the flags this afternoon.
It's tough.
Okay, it's at the 32-yard line on the left side hash mark. When I get out the binoculars, I can find the flag in the snow down here. So, a big run there by Holmes is negated by a penalty flag. They're going to march penalty yardage back into Rockport territory and bring the football back to the 38-yard line. And it's going to be first down and about 16 yards to go from Rockport's own 38. 8:28 to play here in the third quarter. 32-0, Blue Jays on top. On first down and long, Weston Amthor. He's the junior signal caller, weighs 160 pounds. Amthor takes the snap, pitches to Holmes. Holmes turns upfield. Holmes spin move across the 40, fights forward for about 4 yards on the carry. He's going to go from his own 38 down to the 38 of the Orioles. It'll bring up second down and 11 yards to go.
Dane Wilkins in on the stop that time for Concordia there.
Looking through the glasses down here, most of the kids are wearing gloves, but Amthor, the quarterback, is still out there with those bare hands. He does have a hand warmer that he can put his hands in occasionally, but they're not in there long enough to warm up, I don't think. Second down, 11 yards to go with the 38-yard line of Concordia. Left hash mark is where the football is. They give it to Holmes. Holmes crashes outside to the left, and he's going to be tackled. I don't believe he got the first down. They may have stopped him shy.
That's just the down marker originally. So it's
you're right. Okay, that's 10 yards away yet.
Lane Hass over there on the stop that time for the Orioles.
So now it's going to be third down and 9 with the football at about the 35 or 36-yard line, outside the 35. It's on the left side hash mark. Rockport moving left to right. from south to north here, leading 32-0, under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Amthor, this time, will put Meyercourt to the short side of the field as a wide receiver out to the left. Gives to Holmes. Holmes into the middle. Pushing the line forward.
They're right here.
Tackle. He's at the 30. And he's going to get, I think, close to the first down.
Heck, he might have got it.
They had him stopped at the 30-yard line, and then second effort. He may still be just a tad short.
Maybe a yard.
But what an effort. He's going to be about a half a yard shy of first down yardage, fourth and a short yard. The football inside the 30, down near the 27.5-yard line. For all practical purposes, he was tackled outside the 30, Cody.
Yeah, for sure. And I just think he just doesn't give up. He runs the ball hard, just didn't give up on the play, and got close to a first down.
All right, fourth down and one at the 37-yard line. Amthor, calling his cadence, takes the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes has got the first down and then some. He'll have the ball all the way down to the 22-yard line. You know, we talk about Holmes all afternoon. Let's mention these guys. Quentin Jackson,
yeah.
Dayton Hayes, Ryder Heron. That's what's happening. That's where the holes are coming from that Brock Holmes is running through. And I'll go way out on a limb and say, I think I could get 3 yards once in a while when the defenders are laying on their back.
Yeah, those guys are doing
run by, but
fantastic job.
Ryder Heron, I get a chuckle out of how he communicates with the running back. It's almost as if he's saying, just follow me here.
Come on, let's go.
You know, there we go. All right, first down and 10 at the 22. They give it to Hayes again. Hayes again running through the arms of would-be tacklers. Look at him.
Jeez.
Pushing him down the field.
People on him.
Yeah, they're going to have a gain. I think when they move the down marker, they're going to get about 8 out of this. Gain of 8 yards on the carry. Second down and 2 yards to go. With the football now at about the 13. Is that where you're going to 15? Hard to say. Yeah, we're going to call it the 15-yard line. Second down and a long 2 from the 15. Right side hash mark is where they spot it. Meyercourt wide right. To the left side is Gebhards, the tight end. Quarterback, Amthor, gives to Holmes. Holmes into the middle. Holmes still running forward.
Oh, the ball came out.
Yep, the ball is loose and waiting to see who got on it.
They might have. Nope.
Nope, Rockport. I think Holmes came up with it.
Might have.
Yep, Holmes got on it. Ryder Heron was in there also digging after it, but Holmes bobbled the ball, then went down into the snow and got it. And it'll be first and goal just inside the 10. They got about 9.5 yards to go for a touchdown. First and goal from the 9.5-yard line. 4 minutes, 25 seconds to play, third quarter. 32-0. The Rockport Blue Jays looking for more here. Cody.
Coming up on the 11th play of the drive, Randy.
Boy, they've had some long, sustained, clock-eating drives, haven't they? Amthor. Double tight ends this time. Gives to Hayes, or to Holmes, rather. Holmes is breaking a tackle. Holmes fighting down near the goal line.
Short.
And he did not quite get in there. Boy, that took a heck of a defensive effort.
Flag on the play.
To keep Brock Holmes out of there. It's going to go against the Blue Jays, whatever it was. Holding?
Could have been holding. I don't think they've signaled yet. Yep, holding.
And holding it is. So, gosh, how many yards would Holmes have if it weren't for the penalty?
Well,
he's
a few more.
He had that one big run that went for like 30 or 40 yards.
He's well over 200 yards already today.
They called a 30 or 40-yarder back on.
Yeah.
All right, penalty yardage is going to move the football back out. I'm going to, what do you call it?
20.
18?
Close.
About the 18, I think. The 20's over here with the
score. Okay.
Yeah, we'll call it the 18. First and goal at the 18-yard line, right side hash mark. Rockport moving left to right, south to north. Holmes into the middle. He'll be tripped up after only a couple. He gets it from the 18 down to about the 16. It'll bring up second down and goal at the 16-yard line of Concordia. 3:49 to go in the third quarter. We haven't had any scoring yet in the second half. We were at 32-0 at halftime. That's where we stand right now. Tip of the hat to the folks from both teams that showed up here to support these football teams.
They're good crowd.
Sitting out here all bundled up. They paid $10 a head to get in online, and then they have to sit out here and freeze on top of it. But a lot of grandparents, I'll bet you, listened to this afternoon on the radio. Tip of the hat to the grandmas and grandpas that didn't want to sit in the cold.
Good choice.
Give it to Holmes. Holmes ducks inside.
Another
Holmes,
flag.
There's a flag comes in. Holmes still fighting his way down to the 10-yard line. The kid just doesn't want to be tackled. He just runs through him.
Holding.
Another holding call against Rockport. So the Blue Jays,
they're going to have it from about 25-yard line or so.
They're going to have, it's an 80-yard field, and they're going to have 200 yards rushing.
Yeah.
All penalties. All right. The clock has stopped with the penalty flag here. 32-0 is our score.
Got an update from Worth County, 16, Archie, 14, about halfway through the second quarter.
Boy, they're having quite a battle down there between Worth County and Archie. I looked up Archie. It's south of Kansas City, between Kansas City and Springfield. I had to get out the almanac just to find all these schools. All right, second down and goal. The ball is back out at the 25-yard line now, second and a quarter of a mile for the touchdown.
Now we're going to move the ball again.
What do we got now?
Oh, must not have been on the hash.
There we go. Who can tell?
We got it moved over there now.
Yeah. Move it in from this snow pile over into that snow pile. 32-0. Rockport on top with 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Blue Jays facing second and goal at the 25. Weston Amthor, the quarterback. Amthor has his snap, fakes the handoff, wants to throw, now looks over the middle. Pass is
going
to be complete to Meyercorth right in front of the defender, inside the 10, down near the 7 or 8 yard line.
Well done.
Jack Meyercorth, he can play receiver on my football team.
Well, when they get him one-on-one, he's just too athletic. Any route he runs, he's going to get open on. That was just an inside route, just an in route, and just got open there, and a good ball from Anther put it right on him.
Jack Meyercorth, one of those kids you could recruit him as an athlete.
Yeah.
That's what you'd call him. Third down and goal at the 7-yard line. Third and goal from the 7. Meyercorth goes wide to the left. Amthor. Again, with Holmes set right behind him, gives to Holmes into the middle. Holmes is going to take it for the touchdown. 7 yards as Brock Holmes picks up his third rushing touchdown of the afternoon. This one coming on a 7-yard touchdown run. Score happens with 2:12 to play in the third quarter. Holmes' third rushing touchdown of the day. That pushes our score out now to 38-0. I think we get a running clock at 40, don't we?
I think that's right.
All right, go for two. Here we go. They'll line up for the two-point conversion. Amthor calling his cadence. Takes a snap. Amthor pitches to Holmes. He'll run toward the pylon on the left side.
I think he's short.
Did not get in. They stopped him short. The score remains 38-0. Rockport on top. 2:12 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and in Auburn.
Another extended drive for the Blue Jays, Cody. They went 13 plays, 50 yards, capped off with a 7-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes, his third rushing touchdown of the afternoon. The conversion attempt failed, and now the Blue Jays go up 38-0 here, again with 2:12 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, I wanted to say something right before that happened. The wind definitely picked up right before that 17-yard pass from Amther to Meyercorth. The wind definitely picked up. I would like to thank our sponsors once again, Pleasant View Senior Living, Perry Plumbing and Septic, Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport. A few of many sponsors we like to thank.
And these broadcasts would not be possible without their support. All right, Tayden Cook is coming forward to kick it away for the Blue Jays. This one is going to hit in the snow and drop, be picked up at the 12. Pass goes down the right sideline.
Wow.
He had some running room, got a full head of seam, and then met up with someone there at 31-yard line. That was quite a collision.
That was Cook. That was Tayden Cook coming over there. Hit stick would be the term to use on that one.
Wow. Real slobber knocker.
Ooh. Ouch.
All
that
right.
Was double when it's cold.
Yeah, he was coming hard, too. The ball is going to be marked just across the 30. We'll call it the 31-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 or the Concordia Orioles. Concordia 9-3 coming into this one. They've had a good season. Trailing, however, now 38-0 here at Rockport. The quarterback, Hahn, is back to pass. He's going to hang one out there. Has a receiver. Hass has it at the 20, and he's tackled inside the 20 down near the 16-yard line. They found Lane Hass in behind the coverage. I think Meyercord came back there and caught up to him, but that's one of the biggest plays of the afternoon for the Orioles.
Well, maybe. I think we got a flag on the play. Oh, roughing the passer on the Blue Jays. Is the call?
Well,
so add some more yardage to the big play.
So now, Concordia, this is probably their most serious threat to score that they've had this afternoon.
That was just a tight end leak right up the middle. Hass ran a go route, and it was just a well-thrown ball by Hahn for the executed play.
With the penalty yardage tacked on, the football's actually going to be inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal from about the 6 is where they're going to mark it. Well, they say the 8 over there, but that's not the 8-yard line by any means. We'll call it the 6. First and goal at the 6-yard line. Hahn is going to keep it himself and run to the right. Hahn is hit, wrapped up, and dropped hard as he tried to run off guard to the right side.
Gephardt's in there that time on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Gephardt's is a little guy. He's only 230 pounds.
He's really tall, though.
Ryder Heron on the other side at 265. That makes Gephardt's a little one. Here we go. Second down and 4 yards to go from the 4. Second and goal. Hahn. The ball's on the right hash mark. They're trying to get into the south end zone for the first time this afternoon. Hahn takes a snap, runs into the middle. Hit. I don't think he got much at all. They stopped him right at about the line of scrimmage.
Desmond Chaney on the stop, I believe, that time for
not
the Blue
Jays. Not sure what the left guard was doing there. He took a nosedive and was laying prone in the snow.
I don't know if he tried to cut block Ryder Heron, maybe?
I don't know, but he ended up laying prone face down in the snowdrift there. And it'll bring up third down. Put the ball at the 5-yard line now is where they'll mark it. Third and goal at the 5, the ball on the right hash mark. They're moving north to south, trying to get into the south end zone. Wide receiver, wide to the right side of the field. Hahn calls his count. Inman in motion. Oh, ball goes over his head. Hahn has to fall on it. Ryder Heron's going to get a flag for that. Heron came in as Hahn covered up the football. Heron came in and covered up Hahn. Well, in high school, you're already down.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
Like the NFL, Mr. Heron. And Ryder came in. I mean, it didn't hit him hard, but he came in on top of it.
Yeah, just force boy, right?
It'll be a penalty against the Blue Jays. Ryder Heron looked right over. You notice how when a player gets up from a flag like that, the first place he looks is over to coach?
Yeah. We'll see how their take is on it, I guess.
Coach, I didn't mean to do that.
It's an accident.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything intentional there. I think he just was trying to go for the ball.
It was just
a little late, right? I think that's all it was.
It was nothing flagrant.
No.
You get 265 pounds for a full head of steam. It's not easy to pull off.
Right.
So, the penalty yardage is going to move the football.
Should be a first down, too.
Back to the 5.
No first down. Don't repeat third down, I guess.
Yeah. Third down and goal from the 5. And listen to these fans starting to get into this here. They're already up 38-0. They're freezing to death out here, and they're encouraging that defense. They want to keep the goose egg on the board here. All right, third and goal at the 5. Ball on the right hash mark. Hahn is the quarterback. Hass sets to his right. Hahn's going to run it himself. Running left. Hahn lowers his head.
Might have got
in there. And nope, I believe they stopped him short. He's at about the 1-yard line. So, it'll bring up fourth and goal. This is a big one for the Orioles. They don't want to leave here with a 0 on the scoreboard. Fourth down and goal at the 1. On the other side of the coin, look at those Blue Jays. They're kind of bowing their necks and saying, you know what? Let's just see if we can stop this. There's a lot of conversation. That's the end of the period, 38-0. Rockport on top after 3 quarters. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds with more Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
Sunny, 101.3.
Fourth and goal at the one is a quarterback sneak. They stopped him. They stopped him short of the goal. They ran a quarterback sneak, and the QB, Hahn, kept the football on fourth and goal from the one-yard line. The center of the defensive line rose up and stopped him at the one-yard line.
Boy, what a defensive stand there by the Blue Jays, keeping them out of the end zone, keeping the goose egg on the scoreboard.
Well, you know, this would be a good place to start a 79-yard scoring drive right here.
Be a one of a kind.
All right, the ball is spotted at the one-yard line, first and goal for the Blue Jays from their own one. Standing 3 yards deep in the end zone, Hanthor takes a snap, gives to Holmes. He runs out to the right for 2 or 3 yards. As we move into the fourth quarter, now throughout the game this afternoon, we've been consistently seeing 18 to 20 mile an hour winds. We were told to expect gusts of up to 45. I don't think it's blowing that strong, but you can definitely see the wind has come up out here, Cody.
Yeah, most definitely.
We're looking across at the tent on the far side. That thing was really whipping around there a minute ago. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Concordia with 11:21 to go in the ballgame, 38-0, Rockport on top. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swung, back with you here in Rockport. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation of high school football. We've got 11:21 to play in the ballgame. It's 38-0. Rockport on top. They begin this drive, second down and 8 from about the 3-yard line. They're on 3 now. Hanthor is the quarterback, standing on his own goal line, turns, gives to Holmes. Holmes into the middle. Holmes bulldozes forward. Doesn't get a whole lot, maybe a yard or so.
In there quickly was Carson Droege. He just got in there quick and got the stop.
You know, we got to give credit where credit is due. These Concordia Orioles are down 38-0, and they're out there in some pretty adverse conditions.
Yeah.
It'd be awfully easy just to fold up the tent and head for the bus.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, they're still competing, and they're there for every snap, aren't they?
Yep, that's what it's about, is just keeping it playing. I would also like to thank our sponsors, Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmer State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric.
All right, third down and 8 now. Line of scrimmage is at the 3-yard line. Calling his count is Hanthor to Holmes. Holmes is going to be hit
not
again.
Much.
And boy, this defensive line has really stiffened up here. The other thing we haven't mentioned that I really like to see here, and that is the opposing team players helping the running backs back to their feet. We've seen an awful lot of really fine sportsmanship here this afternoon between these two teams. I mean, the competition is there. It's heated competition, but it's also good sportsmanship.
Yeah, and that's something I like to, I mean, just call out. We like to see that every time we come over here. Rockport does a great job of it.
We're going to see a rare punt here. Tayton Cook standing 5 yards deep in his own end zone. This is the first punt of the afternoon for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Wins it is back.
Yeah, wins it is back. He's standing in 5 yards deep in his own end zone. gets the kick out of there, a low driving kick, rolls across the 30, rolls out midfield right to the 40-yard line. That's where they'll mark it on the 40. It'll be first and 10 for the Orioles. They got as far as the one-yard line on their last possession and got turned away and came up empty-handed. Once again, we want to remind you that this broadcast is presented in part by the Citizens Bank and Trust Company in Mound City and Rockport, also by Community Medical Center, Fertilizer Service Company, as well as Hiawatha Implement in Hiawatha and Mound City, Midwest Data Center, and Missouri Valley Ag. Say thanks to all those folks if you enjoy this coverage of Blue Jay football. All right, here comes Concordia over the ball. First and 10 at the 30. Hahn has the snap, wants to throw. Hahn steps up into the pocket, now wants to run. Goes to the left sideline. He'll be taken out of bounds, dives forward, and he's going to get about 7 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 3 with the football at the 33-yard line.
Tayden Cook on the stop for the Blue Jays coming in that time for the tackle.
All right, the Orioles now heading from left to right, from south to north here.
Into the wind.
Ball at the left side hash mark, 33-yard line, as Cody noted, into this, whatever, 30, 40-mile-an-hour gusting wind. Hahn will set in a pistol formation with Haas set behind him as a running back. He's back to pass, throws it out here to Haas on a little flare pattern out to the right. Haas breaks a tackle, first down inside the 30, at the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's going to go for the touchdown. I don't see any flags.
I do not.
That will be a 33-yard touchdown pass to Haas. 33 yards on the pass play complete from Hahn to Haas, and the Orioles are on the board. Score coming with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. All right, let's see what they do for the two-point conversion.
Looks like they're going to kick it.
Oh, they're going to kick a two, or kick a, don't see that much in eight-man football, do you? Who they got in there as the kicker?
That's,
five?
Yeah, that's Bermudez.
Bermudez.
Jared Bermudez.
Okay, and Hahn is holding. Ball
good.
Is down. The kick is up. The kick is good. And it's 38-7 with 8:14 to go in the ball game. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
Well, the first points of the afternoon for Concordia, a two-play, 40-yard drive, capped off with a 33-yard touchdown pass from Hahn to Haas. The extra point was kicked by Jared Bermudez, makes it now 38-7 with 8:14 to play in the football game.
Guessing an onside kick may be pending here for the Orioles.
Oh, why not?
They're setting it up that way for sure.
They haven't had a chance to kick it off very much here. Having the kickoff is Mario Lopez. Lopez has it teed, of course, at the 30. Here's the kick. No, he's going to
kick it deep.
Hangs it up, end over ender. Ball is going to be fielded at the 12, out to the 15. That's Holmes across the 20, across the 25, and out across the 30, near the 35, and taken down at about the 35-yard line. Brock Holmes. You know, an interesting thing I noticed when I was looking through the stats of Rockport, for all of his rushing, oh, we've got a timeout taken here for an injured player. We'll step aside and take a 30-second break. Be back with that thought after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, a player that was shaken up there was Mario Lopez. Lopez is a junior. He's the kicker, plays a defensive end, and he's up and leaving the field. We don't want to see anybody get hurt here this late in the season. I started to say I was looking through the stats for Rockport, and for all of his rushing yards, now more than 2,600 yards, Rock Holmes has only caught two passes this season for a total of 15 yards. So not a threat as a receiver, apparently. Write that one off.
Just don't.
Don't overlook
the running. Well, you got Jack Meyercord, I guess. You don't need that.
Yeah, here we go. First down and 10. Pitch the ball out to Holmes. Holmes broke a tackle on the left sideline. He's got it out across the midfield stripe, and he's going to be into Concordia territory. Stopped just short of the first down. He's going to get, what, about eight more on that one?
Yeah, I'll say eight.
Give him another eight. I know you've been keeping some tabs on him there. He had 175 at halftime. Any idea what?
Yeah, we got him about 230-ish yards right now.
Wow. What a day. That's just another day.
And a bunch of carries.
Just another day at the office. Second down and two from the 38-yard line of Concordia. Blue Jays over the ball. Meyercord wide left. And Gebhardt to the right. Taking the snap, they give the ball to Holmes. Holmes, oh, he's going to get hit. Got away on his feet at the 30, at the 25, the 20. One man to beat at the 10, and he's going to get dragged down at about the 5-yard line. They had him tackled two or three times, and he got away from them. Another big chunk of yardage there for Brock Holmes.
That was a big one. Hass back there on the stop did save it, but a run of 33 that time for Holmes.
Love to see the young man have the success. And when you get to meet him like I did and see what just a fine individual he is on top of it, the kid, great job there. Another big chunk of yardage. So now the line of scrimmage is at the 5. It's first and goal, Blue Jays, at the 5 of Concordia. 7:26 to go in the football game. Quarterback, Hamthor takes it, gives it ahead. That's Holmes. Holmes is going to be wrapped up and stopped. He needed 5 for a touchdown, only got about 3. And when you stop Brock Holmes for 3, that's kind of a little bit of a victory.
That's a good thing. Good thing.
You look to your coach. Look at there. I stopped him after only 3, coach.
Got him down.
Second down and goal from the 2. Clock under 7 minutes to play here now in Rockport. Looks like the Blue Jays are on their way to the championship match Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Missouri Western, Spratt Stadium. Been there, done that. Nice place. Look forward to going. We'll have coverage of that state championship game right here on Sunny 101.3. Amthor calling his count on second and goal. Gives to Holmes. Oh, he's hitting
his
time
quick.
They got him after only a yard. It'll be third down and goal from about the 1.
Trying to pick up who that was. That was Aiden Freckering in there on the stop for the Orioles that time.
I'll tell you, at times, this Concordia defensive line, they can be tough to run against. They come up with some big plays. It's just that when they start stacking it up inside, the next thing you know, Holmes gets away from them around the end.
Hard to tackle.
Coming up on 6 minutes to play in this football game, 38-7. The Rockport Blue Jays in command in this one all the way today. Same formation we've been calling here over and over. Meyercord wide right. Hamthor with Holmes behind him on third and goal. And a flag fly and a whistle sound before we get underway. Timeout taken by Rockport. 5:50 to go in the game. 38-7. Blue Jays lead it. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This presentation of Rockport Blue Jays football is brought to you in part by Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmers State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric, Pleasant View Senior Living, Perry Plumbing and Septic, and Oswald Crow Insurance in Rockport.
Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy this coverage of Blue Jay football here on Sunny. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line is where they say it. They give it to Holmes. Holmes crashes in, goes in standing up. Touchdown, Brock Holmes. Touchdown number 4 of the afternoon for Brock Holmes. This one coming from 2 yards out, and it happens with 5 minutes and 43 seconds left to play in the football game. Pushes our score out now to 44-7. Weston Amthor comes over to the sideline to ask what we're going to do for the two-point conversion. Holmes went for 8 for 8 last week on these two-pointers. I think today he's ran for a couple, maybe three out of four, something like
three
that.
Three out of five so far.
That's what he's got. Okay. There we go. They pitch to Holmes. He'll run it in, goes in standing up, kind of automatic there. And now our score is 46-7 with 5:05 to go and a running clock. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This Farm Bureau Financial Service Scoring Drive recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you.
A 5-play, 46-yard drive, 2-yard rushing touchdown for Brock Holmes, his 4th rushing touchdown of the afternoon. The score now 46-7. Rockport's going to win this puppy and move on to the state championship next Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and you'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. All right. Football is teed up at the 30. Here's the kick. Driving end over ender. Pass fields it at the 5. He's out to the 10, starts to his left to the 15. Tries to get to the left sideline. Spun away there, and he'll be taken down right at about the 15-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be 1st and 10 there. Now for Concordia, the clock continues to run, and boy, the wind is really picking up. I'm looking down here at the Rockport cheerleaders. They're wearing their windsuits, I guess you'd call them. And man, the wind is whipping them around here. It has really, well, they said we can see 45-mile-an-hour gusts, and looks like it's trying to get there right now. The tents are whipping around across the way. This thing, we've got a running clock with 3 minutes to go, so they're not going to be out in the cold too much longer. Hahn is the quarterback. They'll start at the 15-yard line, 1st and 10 for Concordia. Hahn puts Hass in motion. Gives on an inside handoff. The ball is fumbled. They faked it to Hass and tried to give it to Droege. The ball came up loose. Droege fell on it. Carson Droege covers it up. Carson Droege, Lane Hass playing their final games here in a Concordia uniform. They're both seniors, as is Maddox Inman. You heard us mention Dane Wilkins a couple of times. Chadley Stein, those are the 5 seniors out there on the offense that are starting.
Clock's 2:20 and running, Randy.
Yeah, that's a running clock. We're not going to be here much longer in the cold. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community. They'll bring you that postgame. And keeping the football, I believe it was Hahn, and Hahn goes nowhere.
Ryder Heron in there first that time for the Blue Jays.
Once again, we want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, they'll be presenting that post-game wrap-up for you as soon as this one's over.
1:40 and ticking here. 3rd down and 15.
The ball is spotted at the 10. Not in any big hurry here. These seniors realizing, I think, right about now, they're running their last plays of their high school football career. On 3rd and 15 from the 10, Hahn is the quarterback. He's under center. Now looks over, and I believe we're going to take a timeout here. Timeout taken by Concordia with 1:16 to play in the football game. We'll take a timeout also. Step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance.
Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance, rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Group of seniors taking the field here for what may be one of their last snaps in their high school careers. Hahn is your quarterback. Lane Hass, the senior running back. They put a man in motion. They're going to throw the ball. Looking downfield, thrown to the right. Pass is going to fall incomplete, but the clock will continue to run. We had some fun here 2 weeks ago. It was Ryder Heron's 18th birthday. They had the ball down here, fourth and goal at the 3. And they decided to give him a chance to maybe score on his birthday. He mishandled the snap. They did a scoop and score and went 60-some yards, or 76 yards, I guess it was, for a touchdown the other direction. I imagine that'll be a memory he just as soon forget. But
that's funny.
Yeah, what a birthday time. That's nothing wrong with these kids having some fun.
Oh, no. That's what it's all about.
All right, here we go. Fourth down, punting situation. In to punt the ball. They'll wait for the snap from center. They'll stand at their own goal line on fourth down. High snap over his head. He chases it down, got it out of there. Punch the ball. It's going to be fielded by Meyercourt. Meyercourt starts to his left at the 30, the 25, the 20, at the 15. Taken out of bounds. Now, come on, that's easy, guys, at about the 15-yard line.
That's it.
That will be the final play of the ball game. Your final score this afternoon, the Rockport Blue Jays defeat the Concordia Orioles 46-7 is your final. Here in the semifinals, Rockport will face either Worth County or Archie at 7 o'clock next Thursday night at Spratt Stadium at Missouri Western. You will hear that game live here on Sunny 101.3. Don't go away. We're going to take a one-minute break, a one-minute timeout. I'll be back with the post-game wrap after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the scene here at Blue Jay Stadium, the Rockport Blue Jays just posted a 46-7 semifinal win. They're all running down into the southeast corner of the stadium here for their celebration. Meanwhile, back at the 30-yard line out here near midfield, the Concordia Orioles huddled up, some of the seniors consoling each other, a few hugs there, and the head coach giving them a few final words of wisdom. I'm sure right about now Coach Jordan Tyler is telling those young men how proud he is of them as they wrap up their season here and finish 9-4 on the year. A very respectable outing for them playing here in the state semifinals as they fall 46-7. Let's take a look now at our scoring wrap here, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Well, the halftime score stood at 32-0. The game was never really in doubt as Rockport just got on top of them from the get-go. Then in the third quarter, Brock Holmes picked up his third rushing touchdown from 7 yards out. That capped a 13-play, 50-yard drive. Conversion failed. It was 38-0. Concordia, they came battling back. They weren't going to lay down there with 8:14 to go in the game. A 33-yard touchdown pass that went from Hahn to Haas, a two-play 40-yard drive. Jared Bermudez kicked the conversion, made it 38-7, and then round out the scoring with 5:43 to go in the fourth quarter. A 2-yard touchdown run, his fourth rushing touchdown of the afternoon for Brock Holmes, capped a 5-play, 46-yard drive. Holmes carried in for the conversion, 46-7, our final score this afternoon here at Rockport. And Cody, you were keeping track of Brock Holmes' rushing yards
there. Yeah, what a great day for Holmes. 40 carries, 282 rushing yards, and 4 touchdowns on the afternoon here.
On top of the 2,504 yards he had coming in,
yeah.
Unofficially we have him now at 2,786 yards. He's 214 yards away from a 3,000-yard season. Get this, he's only a junior.
Yeah,
kid's
unbelievable.
Kid's going to be back. But all in all, a great effort here under some really, really adverse conditions. We had a strong wind blowing. We had a lot of snow before the game started. It snowed a little bit early on in the game, and most of the game was played out there in about 3 inches of slush running around on the football field. But nevertheless, the Blue Jays prevailed 46-7, our final here this afternoon. That means that they will move now into the semifinals. They will be played at 7 o'clock Thursday night at Spratt Stadium in St. Joseph at Missouri Western. They will play either Archie or Worth County. Last we heard, what, Worth County was up by 2, something like that?
At halftime, it was 16-14 Worth County.
So they've got a real battle. It still is a wait to be seen who's going to come away with the win there to be the opponent for the Rockport Blue Jays. So Rockport moves now to 13-0 on the season as we look forward to the game coming up next Thursday night. Cody, your final thoughts on this?
I think I was impressed with the Blue Jays defense. We talk about how Holmes is a great running back, how their offense clicks, but they held a really good 9-3 Concordia football team to 7 points today. That's what I was impressed with in diverse conditions. So excited to see what the Blue Jays can do on Thursday.
All right. Well, Cody, thank you. Always a pleasure to work with you. You ventured out here on a not-so-pleasant day and not-so-pleasant weather, but it was great to have you on the air with us this afternoon.
You bet. Always a good time.
All right. That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Cody Swong here in the booth, I'm Randy Gatula. Ray Penny is off the computer back at our Sunny 101.3 studios. We leave you with the final score here in Rockport, 46-7, the Blue Jays with the win. Thanks for listening to Blue Jay Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.